This is the Voice of Russia. The Voice of Russia is broadcasting 24/7 to New York on 1430 AM and to Washington on 1390 AM. We'll fill you in on the latest developments here in Russia and the world. We're working for you, and all your suggestions and requests are most welcome. You can reach us on world@ruvr.ru.
Here is the news from Moscow, first headlines. Ecuador has granted political asylum to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, and Tehran is ready to take all necessary steps to improve the situation.
Assange found the allegations so radical, they led him to call Sweden a hornet's nest of revolutionary feminism. And yes, feminist Saudi Arabia. Karen Enstrom must have been very surprised.
And with that, let's finish up another edition of In Focus. My name is Ariana Krylova.
And I'm Jeremy Zettner.
Thank you for listening. Stay safe and join us again tomorrow.
A 100 million people worldwide listen to the Voice of Russia to get the Russian perspective. The Voice of Russia broadcasts to 160 countries in 38 languages. You can now join them on 1430 AM in New York and 1390 AM in Washington, D.C. News, views and discussions, current affairs and real people. The Voice of Russia on 1430 AM in New York and 1390 AM in Washington, D.C. Bringing Russia to New York and Washington, D.C. 24/7. We welcome your feedback and suggestions on world@ruvr.ru.
And now the news in brief. Ecuador has granted political asylum to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, the country's foreign minister Ricardo Patino announced on Thursday. According to the diplomat, Ecuador's government has thoroughly considered the case and thinks that...